Today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pushaw, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with biblically focused intention.
Hello. Up to this point in the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus had been relating information that was both understandable and unsurprising to his hearers. A man was traveling the very dangerous road between Jerusalem and Jericho when he was set upon by thieves who beat him, stripped him, took his possessions, and left him for dead. Jesus described him as, quote, half dead, end quote. As stated yesterday, those hearing the story would have recognized the danger posed by traveling that road, especially alone. But then this familiar story of Jesus began to take some unexpected turns. The unanticipated twists of plot came as Jesus described the passersby. The first was a priest who, when he saw the suffering man, slowed not down and passed on the other side of the road. This presented an image of unethical and unconscionable neglect and selfishness. The brevity of the description of Jesus leaves much to our imagination as we envision the pitiful excuse for a priest hugging the other side of the road as he refused even to deign to check on whether the man was alive or dead. Being a priest, he may have been concerned with ritual cleanness. Had he contacted a dead person, he would have been unable to fulfill his priestly duties until having gone through a process of ritual cleansing, but Jesus does not offer this as an excuse for his actions. No excuse really matters in light of the fact that the priest refused to render assistance to a suffering individual. Would not the saving of a life been worth the risk of touching a dead man and having to endure a brief time of ritual cleansing? He didn't view this man as a neighbor worthy of the love expressed in the great commandment. Equally brief was the Lord's description of the next traveler, a Levite. The Levite was a member of the lower priestly order whose responsibility was serving the priesthood. He mimicked the actions of the priest before him by also passing by on the other side of the dangerous path. Neither priest nor the Levite, both viewed as upstanding men of God, bothered even to check to see if they may have been of assistance to the suffering victim. The stage is now set for a third character who would encounter the suffering man, and his actions would stand in stark contrast to those of the previous travelers along the road. The first character was a priest, the second a Levite, and the third a Samaritan. No other term was given to define him, but then again, no other term was needed for the impact to be what Jesus intended. The term Samaritan has only positive meaning for the Western reader because of the Good Samaritan nature of the term. Again, today even, I saw a news story about a boat with about 24 people on it that was stranded offshore. The headline declared, quote, "Good Samaritan pulled his boat alongside the stranded one and rescued all aboard," end quote. Again, that term was used because it's universally honored. But in the ears and eyes of the original hearers of this story, there was no such thing as a good Samaritan. Jesus could have chosen anyone to be the hero of the parable, but he chose an ethnic and religious identity for the man that was intended to explode their concept of a neighbor. The modern reader may see the Samaritan is simply someone outside of the first century Jewish community, but he was much, much more than just an outsider. Jews considered Samaritans as something much worse than a mere outsider. They had nothing but intense disdain and hatred for all things and all people, Samaritans. Centuries earlier, the ancestors of these Samaritans were Jews who had violated Jewish law, rebelled against God, and compromised with people of the land by abandoning biblical obedience and intermarrying with the people of the land. In short, they were viewed by the Jews as heretical half-breeds. The Samaritans' new religion was a perverted, syncretistic adulteration of Judaism. Also, they rejected the Jewish claim that Jerusalem was the proper center of worship and had even desecrated the Jewish temple some years before Jesus told this parable. In sum, the Jews had a deep hatred for the Samaritans, for their idolatry, and for their rebelling against the law of God. Are you beginning to see how profoundly controversial this parable was? A parable that generates only positive emotions today would have caused explosions in that day of anything but positive emotions. In short, the Samaritan was the last person on earth the Jews would have identified as a neighbor and object of their love. Who is that person in your life?
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pushaw. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv. Please join us tomorrow as we continue our study of the parables.